Oh man, Nintendo really outdid themselves here. So as like one of the latest titles that Nintendo decided best to reveal at a Nintendo Direct and release later that year, at that very same day, F-Zero was finally graced with the prospects of a brand new game. And it's a battle royale game exclusively for Nintendo Switch Online, but honestly, it's not a bad call to make here. Personally speaking, F-Zero as a franchise was like one of those that I wouldn't say never appealed to me, but rather I barely knew of its existence surrounding its premise as like a racing game growing up, especially considering that I had Mario Kart for most of my childhood. That and we also can't forget SSX 3 and On Tour, god, those were games of all time. So naturally, without knowing much about anything of F-Zero besides Captain Falcon and Smash and all that kind of stuff, now having the chance to finally play an F-Zero battle royale mode or otherwise, this definitely turned me into a fan. Like, I just gotta be real here. Like, the whole purpose of this video is me going to be gushing about a game that is basically Fortnite but for F-Zero, and I just couldn't be more happier about it. And like, based on the footage that you're gonna be seeing of me playing F-Zero 99 and kind of covering the contents of it, you're gonna see right away that I'm not very good at it, and I don't really care if I am good or not, since at the end of the day, the game feels like an absolute blast every time I do want to sink my teeth into its mechanics some more. Like, I kid you not, I had to really play a couple of rounds to get the muscle memory of this going, as unlike Mario Kart, where it has like the drift mechanic to go through curves and to get those style points and all that kind of stuff, F-Zero in this case has way more features and requires more technical play than just turning your brain off and say, oh, I made it to first place. In F-Zero's 99 case, it requires you to be fast among the chaos and the frenzy, and with 98 other players playing against you during that span of time, things can get very heated and chaotic, and that's more of a good way because holy crap does the adrenaline rush get to you here. I've lost so many times throughout this entire review here, but still, regardless of me being in last place or close to 70th place or that good 69th, this game hooks you in and makes you want to play some more to just engage with the style of the racing game that is F-Zero, and for me, this was perfect to get those newcomers into the franchise. Like I said, again, my history with this franchise is practically non-existent, but seeing my time with this one made me wish I had those games on GameCube and also understand why people want a new F-Zero that's modern and refreshing. But at the same time, I do believe that this game is both of those things, since when was the last time there really was an F-Zero game, period? Oh, okay, you know what? I'm definitely gonna give it to these guys. But of course, F-Zero 99 still technically counts as a new game, and for me, seeing that this is a brand new experience, there's a lot of new features in my eyes that I think are really important to explore in regarding the content of what makes F-Zero 99 the game that it is, besides, again, being a battle royale, but now a racing game. Besides the whole racing to the finish line and bumping against each other like a game of mad bumper carts, the game has a boost meter that allows you to get more speed and race your way to the finish line, and this meter is something that really makes the game far more enjoyable than it already is. Because, I mean, you're already going fast in this game, and I think that's what most F-Zero's games are all about in terms of all that, and there are these like hard turns that if you're a newcomer, you have to like learn to maneuver around and play around with the controls and stuff like that, but next thing you know, you gotta do that with double the speed in the process, allowing some of that frenzy like I mentioned to really take effect. And on top of that, it even has this cool super boost where you are lifted off the track and into a separate one to get even more of that speed and access to that first place that makes the game feel even more rewarding, because now that means you have to have a strategy in place in the process. And also, to even get that super boost, you have to constantly bump against each other and using that spin attack move you have to get these shiny yellow orbs, and the more you do that, then the faster that meter fills up to get that special perk. And again, this is what makes this game super fun. Like I said, to me, the idea of just reaching to the finish line isn't what ultimately matters here for me, because it's really about the progress of learning the game and its core mechanics and formula that makes F-Zero 99 feel like an enjoyable experience as opposed to all the other battle royale style games out there. This game also seems to be very balanced and fair to the nature of a battle royale, which allows a lot of people who are new to this game feel like we aren't getting our asses is handed to some pros out there who once played an F-Zero game, and I just like the overall quality of this game as well, especially with its NES sprite work as a homage to the original game. Amazing, peak perfection in that regard. The balancing also allows for a lot of replayability, and you just want to keep playing and playing until you finally reach the finish line, no matter the place you are in, and it's fair to everybody. Like, it just allows everybody to have a fair chance to play and earn first place. It's really all about playing and learning the tracks and just having that good fun time as you play through it that, hell, Mario Kart cannot even replicate that in all honesty. And yeah, I went there, but I think I can speak over a lot of people when I say that this game feels like a brand new F-Zero that so happens to be a battle royale mode as its content, because this game feels enticing to play and it just feels so polished for an online based game at that from Nintendo. I also like to think that because of F-Zero being a battle royale style game, Nintendo most likely wanted to test the waters to see if people really wanted to try the franchise out should the possibility of a new game were to arrive in the near future, primarily for the next generation console, since, you know, at this point, the Switch here is definitely on its last freaking legs after what was shown in that Direct. Paper Mario 1000 Year Door? Yeah, that's how you know the end times are near. And like I said, based on what I've seen and what many have said about this game so far, yeah, I completely understand Nintendo's worries and making this into what it is now, but rest assured, that risk was well calculated as everyone is really having a fun time with this game. Plus, this is definitely one of those games that is built to be for like streaming and stuff like that, because, you know, this game wants more out of you in the best freaking ways possible. Like, dude, the chaos in this, it's so fantastic, and I just want to make it a first place someday, like, that's for damn sure. But I just liked playing for a good minutes here and there, and again, just learning how to play an F-Zero game. Like, I'm not kidding when I say that this game right here didn't make me into a fan, because I really enjoyed that chaotic nature and frenzy this game presented, and I do hope to see a new F-Zero game in the future that would really live up to the name of the franchise. But for what we do have right now, yeah, you know what? I'm definitely happy with this outcome. And with that, I think we can kind of conclude F-Zero 99's review, first impressions. I mean, I like to think this was like a first impressions kind of deal. I mean, I'll still put it in the review category in terms of the channel, because there was a lot of things that I really enjoyed out of it, and this kind of technically counts as one. I don't even know. Like, you know what? I don't even know what this video was at the end of the day, but I will say that it was a really fun time talking about a franchise I never experienced, and hopefully next time I talk about F-Zero again, it's gonna be done properly with the first game of the franchise and onwards. But this right here, this is gonna be a hidden gem, easily one of the best 2023 had to offer, all that kind of stuff. And you know what? I'm not motivated. I gotta go get that first place, so I'll be right back. Let me hone in my skills and Falcon Punch my way to the end. No, but in all seriousness, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'll see you all with that next one. Peace out. Bye-bye. Love you all. See ya.